local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we are doing it live on a Monday, a very busy, jam-packed Monday here at News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola right now. I'm Joe Austin alongside, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today, November 6, 2023, the first week of daylight savings, the fall backwards. So we're going to get darkness here in, what, about 10 minutes or so? Kid a little bit, but darkness is now in place here for the next several months. Hopefully we can get used to it, although it never seems to be that easy. But as I said at the top, very busy today, a lot happening here locally. So just kind of setting the stage if you're new to the program. Full rundown here over the next 50 minutes. We've got local headlines, we've got state, national stories, taking a look at what happened in a busy world of sports, pop culture, entertainment. We have it all, and strap in here because we got a really packed show here. Coming up at 5:30, one of the more interesting stories from the weekend involving specifically the Santa Rosa County area, Pace specifically. A lot on social media about the FHSAA high school rankings, the Patriots, 8-2, left out of the playoffs. We'll have Brian Lester on from the
Navarre Press
on. Thank you, sir. Navarre Press on. He's dialed in with Santa Rosa County football. He will join the program at 5:35 as we try to make sense of what happened there. Big matchup on Friday here in Escambia County. The Gators of Escambia taking on Pine Forest. Those two had a really good battle earlier on this year. They are going to have a rematch in the first round of the state playoffs. So we'll talk about that a little bit more. But a lot happening here, so we will get rolling right away. Our top three stories today involving Israel, who says its forces have split Gaza into North and South Gaza after troops reached Gaza's coastline over the weekend. The U.S. continues to push for a humanitarian pause in fighting, but Israel is demanding Hamas must release all hostages as part of any deal. More than 11,000 people total have been killed on both sides of the conflict since the fighting began on October 7th. Also, nearly four dozen U.S. service members may have been injured in recent attacks in Iraq and Syria. That, according to NBC News, as they say, that's more than twice as many as the Pentagon has previously disclosed. Now, bases housing U.S. personnel have been attacked dozens of times since October following the start of the war between Israel and Hamas. And also, former President Trump clashing today with the judge at his New York civil fraud trial. Trump took the witness stand today and quickly drew warnings from the judge for making political statements and also not directly answering questions. The judge called on Trump's lawyers to control their client, and after Trump's hearing, his attorney addressed the media.
And I've had a judge who is unhinged slamming a table. Let me be very clear, I don't tolerate that in my life. I'm not going to tolerate it here.
So, high drama in New York today. Of course, Trump's children, at least his sons, Eric and Donald Jr., testified in the trial last week. Ivanka Trump, after trying to get her hardship approved, it was not, so she said to testify on Wednesday. Those are our top three stories. Locally here, we've got a lot happening, starting with Pensacola police, who say early this morning at around 1 a.m., they made an arrest after a gun accidentally discharged during a fight inside Eden Cabaret. Cops allege 33-year-old Kenneth Weathers got into a fight with somebody inside the club and pistol whipped him. That led to the gun discharging. Nobody was hit when the gun went off. Weathers now is facing several charges, including aggravated battery, possession of a weapon by a convicted felon, and he was released from jail after posting $47,000 bond. Today in Okaloosa County, the sheriff's office says a domestic violence suspect was killed after firing at deputies this morning. That at around 6:30 at a townhome in the Wright area. Deputies say that 58-year-old Jose Medina ran into a bedroom to get a whooping when they arrived and began firing multiple shots.
I can say that from our initial review, our officers act with complete heroism and certainly act with the training that takes. Literally, this all transpired in a matter of a few seconds.
Sheriff Eric Gaydon there says one deputy returned fire. The victim told investigators Medina was an ex-boyfriend, refused to leave her home, and threatened to kill her. Aiden says all deputies involved are now on administrative leave while FDLE and the state attorney's office is investigating. Today, Congressman Matt Gaetz says his amendment to the Department of Interior Appropriations Bill passed. So because of it, small businesses and visitors at Crab Island will be protected.
Because we had a single subject spending bill on the Department of the Interior, I took to the floor to make the case that our state and local governments were best prepared to manage Crab Island, not the federal Department of the Interior.
In opinion of the chair, the ayes have it. The amendment is agreed to.
So back in August, you may recall, Gaetz fought back against a proposal from the National Park Service that would have removed vendors from operating on Crab Island. And while the vendors would have been allowed to work, they would have had to move their floating businesses to deeper waters outside of federal waters. Also, the city of Milton looking for a new representative for Ward 4. That's because City Councilman Jason Vance officially resigned at the end of last month because he and his family have moved outside of city limits. So any Ward 4 residents that are interested should be at least 18, a U.S. citizen, and have lived in the ward for at least a year. And you should drop off your application as soon as possible at City Hall. You can visit the city website and print off that application. The appointed person will fulfill the rest of the term through December 14th of 2026. 4:15 right now, I say hello to Austin. Austin, how are you today, sir?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing fabulous. Weekend was great. Very busy Monday here.
Yeah.
And we'll get continuing here as we do have some problems out on the roadways at 4:15.
Yeah, so I'm looking around Escambia County right now, and I am seeing a crash that was reported on Mobile Highway at the intersection with Softly Field Road. We are seeing some congestion there as a result. Looking further down Mobile Highway at the intersection with West Fairfield Drive, we're also seeing some congestion there. And also, if you're on North Palafox Street near Burgess Road, there's some backups at that intersection as well. Is there anything you're seeing that I'm not?
No, that was the main one there, Softly Field and Mobile Highway. Also, just a reminder, we talked about this Friday, but, you know, of course, this is going to take time to kind of get people's mind. Mobile Highway between 9 Mile and Pine Forest, I think that's right. Yes, 9 Mile and Pine Forest is now 45 miles per hour instead of 55. So that is important there. FDOT announced that on Friday. Mm-hmm. Looking at the weather for today, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Heading through tonight and over the next couple of nights, look for a little bit of fog to develop. May take a first part of the morning to burn off. Low temperatures will be down in the 50s. A high on Tuesday of around 80 degrees can be expected. All right, we need some rain. We haven't had any in a while, but it looks like later this week we might finally see some rain back in the area. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, and right now 75 degrees, looking at mostly cloudy skies there. Overnight tonight, low is 57. A couple more local headlines. We talked this morning with Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Says fentanyl still a huge issue in Santa Rosa County.
You know, the fentanyl crisis is just, it's blossoming in the panhandle, unfortunately. And all these pills that are being pressed and sold as ecstasy or whatever, a lot of them contain fentanyl. And the people who are selling it don't care. And the people who are buying it, you know, they don't care either. They think they're getting one thing and they get something else and they end up dying.
So Johnson says two death investigations are still underway and that are suspected to be drug overdoses. He says the narcotics unit in his county is working to make a dent, but it's difficult with how addictive fentanyl can be. Also, not a great year for our area farmers. The drought this year cost peanut farmers nearly half of their yield, and what they did get was lower quality than normal.
And we probably lost on average, between $75 and $100 a ton on what peanuts we did make. So pretty tough peanut season.
Yeah, it's Ryan Jenkins from Jenkins Farm near Jay calling it a double whammy. He did say cotton did slightly better than expected, while yields were lower. Parts of the crop that typically would rot away with the moisture were intact and able to be harvested. Little shy of 419, we'll take our first break this hour. We have our state and national headlines still to come. Off and running on a Monday. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
Four times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up. This message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
.422 on a Monday. Now into daylight savings. Is it daylight savings in the springtime or in the fall?
I have no clue.
Okay. Because, I mean, we call it daylight savings both times, I think, but I don't know which one actually refers to the actual, like, when we do we spring forward, is that daylight savings or...
I would assume daylight savings is when...
Are we out of daylight savings now?
Yes, I think daylight savings is when you're experiencing more daylight.
So we save the daylight for later, perhaps.
Maybe.
It sounds right. I like yeah. that. But yeah, so that happened Sunday. I did not get the extra hour. I'll just say that.
Really?
Yeah, no. It was very tired yesterday. but tried to catch up overnight. But yeah, I think I'm adjusted pretty well now. 4:23 here, right before we get another check of the roads and weather. By the way, text line always open, 850-437-1620. Appreciate all of the interaction, the news tips, traffic tips. Keep those coming in our way. Governor DeSantis tonight is expected to pick up an endorsement. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds plans to endorse DeSantis during a rally tonight in Des Moines. Reynolds had previously said she would remain neutral, but in recent weeks has opened the door to an endorsement. And, of course, top Republican candidates minus Donald Trump will be debating in Miami on Wednesday.
I'm sorry. I was looking at the traffic.
You're good.
Yeah, I was getting a bit ahead of the game. The special legislative session is underway in Tallahassee. There are a total of 5 bills being considered, including 3 that focus on the conflict in the Middle East and increasing sanctions against Iran. House Democrats tried to get 4 additional bills added on property insurance, Medicaid expansion, and gun control.
We believe every Floridian deserves the freedom to be healthy, prosperous, and safe. As such, it is entirely appropriate and even necessary to expand the call and introduce these bills.
Ultimately, they couldn't get 2/3 majority support to be added to the agenda. The 2 other bills would offer relief for Hurricane Idalia victims, as well as expand the Family Empowerment Scholarship Program. Those passed committees today and should be voted on by the end of the day tomorrow.
All right, taking a look at our weather for the rest of the evening tonight. We're at 75 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. We can expect partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 57. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of around 80. And some areas of fog overnight tomorrow with a low of 60 degrees. Foggy conditions continuing early Wednesday. Again, sunny and a high of 80. Next chance of rain would be Friday. 40% chance of showers showing up right now. Still, so much of the week ahead looks very sunny. As far as the roads, they're a bit gloomier, right?
Yeah, we reported last break about an accident happening near the intersection of Mobile Highway and Softly Field Road, and that is still seemingly causing some congestion at that intersection. The other big one right now is North Palafox Street and Burgess Road. That is severely backed up at the moment. Oh, and I also want to say that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com.
All right, thank you very much. Elsewhere in Florida today, 2 children accused of shooting BBs at deputies in the Tampa area. The patrol car's left rear window was shattered after being shot out. 2 12-year-old boys are now facing charges related to the incident. Neither a deputy or a new recruit that were in the vehicle were injured.
My goodness. At 12 years old, you're old enough to know better about that.
I think at 6, you're probably old enough to do better.
Yeah. If you were raised right, yes. Youth hockey players in Florida will use more protective gear next year. The statewide Amateur Hockey of Florida issued the rule change in response to the tragic incident involving American ice hockey player 29-year-old Adam Johnson. Neck guards will be required for young players starting in January.
Yeah, I'm in on this. If you have not seen the video, I would not encourage you to rush to your computer to check it out. It's pretty gruesome there. But I saw in the NHL, it's not mandatory, but some of the players, including one star player, I don't remember his name. I want to say he plays for the Penguins, but he said he wore it for the first time, and he said he was going to be doing it really to, you know, be there for his family and kids, because you obviously never know. I'm kind of surprised that it hasn't been mandated, or at least a regular part of uniforms. Same thing with the you know, in college hockey, they have the I guess the grills, you know, the full masks, where hockey, you know, you may have visors in the NHL, but you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of players either do visors or no visor. But for whatever reason, in the NHL, I guess they just feel like that it maybe not be necessary. But yeah, certainly at the youth level, 100% on board with that. Mm-hmm. More here, looking at some national headlines today. Senators from Maine are looking for answers from the military about the Army reservist who killed 18 people. Senator Susan Collins and Angus King sent a letter to the Army Inspector General asking about concerns other soldiers had raised about Robert Card's mental health. They want to know if the Army followed proper procedures and if there was anything that should or could have been done to prevent the mass shooting.
And New York Congressman George Santos isn't ruling out a plea deal after being indicted on nearly two dozen federal charges.
Shocking.
He's charged with lying on financial disclosure forms, misleading donors, and fraudulently collecting COVID unemployment benefits, among other crimes. He told CNN that he's not admitting anything, but hasn't ruled out a plea deal if it should come his way, and it has not so far.
Yeah, a big one in Ohio tomorrow. Voters will be deciding whether to guarantee the right to abortion in the state's constitution.
I think it's up to the individual, not the government, to decide what to do about a pregnancy.
In August, many Ohio Republican women actually voted against a Republican effort to make changes changing the state constitution harder. They thought that they viewed it as the special election as an attempt to undermine what happens tomorrow. So this could have a ripple effect here if this goes a certain way here. Issue one in Ohio will be one to watch tomorrow.
Absolutely. Prosecutors have until next month to hand over DNA evidence to the judge in the Idaho student murder case. The judge set the deadline so he can determine what evidence is admissible. Brian Koberger is accused in the fatal stabbings of University of Idaho students last November.
Yeah, and customers of some banks are still waiting for direct deposits to hit their accounts after a human error caused delays last week. Banks emphasized to their customers that their funds are secure. A statement from the CFPB says the agency is aware of the issue and monitoring how institutions are responding. That's a look at our national headlines, 4:30 right now. Fox News Update is coming up. Your Money Now. We're back with a look at what's happening in the world of sports, health, business, and science, and in pop culture news as well. Pensacola right now on a Monday, News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Graham. The United Nations is pushing for a halt to fighting in the Gaza Strip as the Israeli-Hamas war nears 1 month. Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The unfolding catastrophe makes the need for a humanitarian ceasefire more urgent with every passing hour.
But Israeli leaders say there will be no ceasefire until Hamas releases all of their hostages. That includes several Americans. President Biden continues to praise his record on the economy and efforts to rebuild the nation's infrastructure. Today, he highlighted plans to update a 150-year-old Baltimore train tunnel.
We're fully replacing the entire Baltimore tunnel. We're not just changing it, we're replacing the whole tunnel as part of the Invest in America workforce hubs.
The president speaking today at an Amtrak station in Delaware. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheska with Your Money Now. A trial to settle the private anti-competitive claims of Fortnite creator Epic Games has kicked off in a California federal court today, placing Google in antitrust battles on both sides of the U.S. This particular suit accuses Google of abusing its power in the mobile app store market and will be decided by a 10-person jury. Meanwhile, there's already been nearly 2 months of legal arguments in a Washington, D.C. courtroom where Google is facing off against the Justice Department and a group of U.S. states that have accused the tech giant of unfairly gaining and holding on to market dominance in the online search market. Disney has hired a new financial chief. The entertainment and media giant announced today that Hugh Johnston, longtime chief financial officer of PepsiCo, will take over that role at Disney on December 4th, replacing Christine McCarthy, who stepped down earlier this year. Stocks managed meager gains today. The Dow Industrials tacked on 34 points. The S&P 500 edged up 7. That's Your Money Now.
Did you forget to add Stamps.com to your holiday wish list last year? Well, we all make mistakes. Stamps.com has been helping businesses like yours save time and money during the holiday rush for 25 years. Get exclusive rates up to 84% off USPS and UPS services you need right from an easy-to-use mobile app. The holidays are hard enough. Make things easy with Stamps.com. Use code TIMESAVER for a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code TIMESAVER.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's open enrollment time for health insurance.
Have you signed up? Do you know where?
Whether you currently have coverage or not, there are some important things you need to know.
Have you signed up? Do you know where?
Get your questions answered. Tune in tomorrow at 10 as Chad McHugh from Affiliated Insurance joins the Pensacola Expert Panel so you can get the facts and the latest information on health care.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Before the season, I predicted the Miami Dolphins will win the AFC East crown for the first time since 2008. I still believe that will happen, but through the first 9 weeks of the season, Miami clearly has displayed they have limitations. Sure, the Dolphins are a really good team, but I can't call them a great one because in their 3 biggest games of the year, they got blown out by Buffalo and lost to the Eagles and Chiefs. So in the chase for who's a Super Bowl contender, Miami isn't one of those teams. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, this is Ultimate Vegas Insider John Anthony, and I'm on fire. To prove it, I'm releasing your Monday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line. Call 1-800-244-5506. Tonight, I love this matchup. Los Angeles, New York is a monster. Side and total, Los Angeles, New York. Critical information confirmed, plus Thursday's early release and hoops action. That's 5 big plays John Anthony has you covered. I love to go 5-0 free on recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. Los Angeles, New York is huge. Call 1-800-244-5506. You want the information? I've got it. 5 big plays. Call 1-800-244-5506. I love to go 5-0 to the season free. That's 1-800-244-5506 or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released 2 hostages.
A militant couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
Wow. News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hour number one. Happy Monday, November 6, 2023. It is Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin getting you caught up on everything you need to know going on, and there is a lot happening in your world today. We'll get an update on the roads and weather here before moving on and chatting a little bit about what we saw in the sports world and what's coming up tonight here. And a Monday Night Football, of course, so we'll get to that here in just a moment. Do want to get us caught up on the roads right now. Austin, what you seeing out there?
All right, so the main two that we were looking at in Pensacola during our last couple of breaks was the crash being reported at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Softly Field Road. There is still some congestion going on there, but it is seemingly dying down a good deal. And the same can, fortunately, be said about the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road. There's still some congestion there, but it is lessening.
All right. Further east down at Hurlburt Field, accident westbound 98 is causing some heavy slowdowns there. Also, as you're trying to get into through Windhaven Beach, a little backed up there as well. That is not out of the ordinary, really. Santa Rosa County, Milton, Pace area looking pretty good for the most part. Some slowdowns on Caroline Street westbound as you're crossing the Blackwater River into downtown Milton at this hour. Taking a look at what's happening in the sports world. So Major League Baseball, we have free agency starting today. Of course, it's the winter of Shohei Ohtani. also another Japanese star pitcher, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, is available to sign with teams. Other players to watch out for include Cody Bellinger, Aaron Nola, and Matt Chapman. Of course, the Jets hosting the Chargers Monday Night Football tonight, 7:15, ABC, ESPN. Pelicans, 4-2, good start so far this year. They take on the unbeaten Denver Nuggets. That'll be in Denver starting at 8 o'clock. Austin, had a lot going on as far as college football, NFL goes, a lot of big games. Anything stuck out to you over the weekend?
Well, Oklahoma State and stunning the Sooners. I think, you know, because historically Oklahoma State is out of their element in that rivalry. So for them to be able to down the Sooners, it's perfect for their season, especially with how bumpy it started out. Some of those other big-name matchups like Ohio State and Rutgers. Rutgers gave them a scare, but Ohio State pulled away. Georgia pulled away from Georgia pulled away from Missouri, excuse me. And, of course, Alabama pulling away from LSU.
Yeah.
I'm not thrilled about that one.
Yeah, well, you know, that was really entertaining Saturday night because you had at the same time the Bama-LSU game and USC-Washington.
That was a good game, too. Yeah.
That was really good.
Shootouts.
Yesterday, NFL, you know, I'm kind of out on the Dolphins being a legit Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
I'm also out on the Bills being a legit Super Bowl contender.
Well, and I mean, I can't really deny that. I know that the Bengals have turned it around. What, they've won like four straight now?
Right.
Or something like that. So I get that they're really good, but I mean, the Bills, come on, man. You were looking hot for like 3 weeks, and now you're just back down.
Yeah, their schedule coming up is pretty brutal as well. They get the Broncos on Monday night next week, and then it's like they get the bye, and then – or no, the bye is a little bit later, but they got like the Eagles, the Chiefs, the Cowboys.
That's brutal.
Dolphins again. That's going to be a big stretch here coming up. And again, locally, you know, we're going to talk about this a lot next hour, but the FHSAA coming out with their playoff, the final rankings, and then the brackets. And,
yes,
you know, here in Escambia County, we have a big matchup, Pine Forest hosting Escambia. That's a rematch from, I want to say it was 3 weeks ago or so. That's going to be an awesome ball game. And then Santa Rosa County, you have Navarre, who is going to be seated, I think, sixth, if I'm not mistaken. Pace, that's the controversy.
Oh, yeah.
That is what everybody – you went to Pace, right?
I did,
so
yes.
So you got a lot to tell me about it. Talk to me about it.
Well, I follow – you said Brian Lester's coming at like 5:30 or so. I follow him on Twitter, and I saw what he said. He said, listen, guys, there's a chance that an 8-2 Pace won't get in. So he already kind of saw it coming and warned us.
And, we wouldn't have – we didn't get to talk to Pat Bernardo, but in his preview, he also alluded to the fact that, you know, they could be on the outside looking in here.
Yeah, and this boiled down to a strength of schedule?
Strength of schedule, I think, is the primary crux here. And, you know, what I'm curious to know, because I do not have an inside grasp at the rankings. You know, it's like kind of like the old BCS system. It's like, well, nobody knows how they get these things. And it kind of feels
analytics.
Like, you know, there may be some years, and this is college football, you know, March Madness, you know, whoever finishes 65th or whoever finishes fifth, they're always going to be upset. So is it a case where you have like two or three teams that kind of all have equal standing and it's really close between them? Or is this an instance where there's a fatal flaw in the system. And I think from what I've heard and what I've seen from the folks in Pace, it's the latter.
Yes.
So that'll be interesting to really dive into. So yeah, that'll come up at 5:35. We'll have Brian on to kind of get an inside view there. He's dialed in on Santa Rosa County football, so looking forward to that. 4:43, health, business, and science notes today. Nearly 30,000 pounds of dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets are being recalled.
Aw.
I know. Over the weekend, the USDA announced Tyson Foods issued a recall for the Fun Nuggets. The recall is specifically for the 29-ounce plastic bags. Officials say the contaminated nuggets were made on September 5th. So, obviously, this could have a local impact here. I think we all know what those look like. So, check your bags if you've got the dino nuggets there for the little ones. The 29-ounce bag, September 5th, that's what we're looking out for there.
Elon Musk is debuting Grok, the first technology from his new AI company, xAI.
Yeah.
The company says it is modeled on, quote, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and is supposed to have some wit and a rebellious streak. The prototype is in its early beta phase, and only a small number of users will have access before a wider release to use the chatbot.
Also, a new tour of the White House will be offered by the fall of 2024, which will immerse visitors in a high-tech experience. The White House Historical Association plans to open the doors to places regular tourists never got to see for themselves. The People's House is envisioned as an educational center that will put visitors inside the Oval Office and other off-limit locations such as the Cabinet Room and the Green Room. That tells me you're not actually getting into the Oval Office. You're not actually getting into these places.
Yeah.
But I think you will be able to walk into chambers, perhaps have VR headsets, and kind of look around like you are in the... That's what I take away from this.
Yeah.
Cool, I guess.
Yeah, and VR, I mean, if that's what it is and it's making that much advancement, it's only a matter of time until you just see people with that set up on their own personal VR headset, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
4:45, we'll get another check of the roads and weather here.
All right, so I'm looking at the roads in Pensacola here, and that accident at Mobile Highway with Softly Field Road, still very minor congestion, but the more we look, the more it goes away, fortunately. And also, we were seeing a lot of congestion on North Palafox Street near the intersection with Burgess Road. That is still alive and well, but hopefully it shouldn't be holding you up too much longer. And, Joe, I know you touched on this in Milton in Santa Rosa County. There is some extensive backups on Caroline Street heading westbound just over Blackwater River.
Yeah, and also westbound 98 near Hurlburt Field accident reported there. So you'll see slowdowns getting off base and then also in the Windhaven Beach area as well. Channel 3 meteorologist Alan Strum.
Heading through tonight and over the next couple of nights, look for a little bit of fog to develop. May take a first part of the morning to burn off. Low temperatures will be down in the 50s. A high on Tuesday of around 80 degrees can be expected. All right, we need some rain. We haven't had any in a while, but it looks like later this week we might finally see some rain back in the area. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Right now, 75 degrees. Overnight low tonight is going to be 57. Coming up here with some pop culture notes today. Pretty interesting one here. Are you a big fan of The Simpsons?
I've watched it time and time again, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, so The Simpsons is dropping one of its longest-running gags, child abuse.
What are you talking about?
So in an episode a few weeks ago, Homer and Marge meet a new neighbor, and they shake hands.
That's quite a grip.
See, Marge? Strangling the boy has paid off. Just kidding. I don't do that anymore. Times have changed.
Yeah, times have changed. So you will no longer see Homer strangling Bart.
Yeah, bummer.
Thoughts on that?
I mean, it was just a little... I mean, it wasn't even, like, violent, so to speak. It was one yellow guy choking a yellow boy. Like, and he just did it for a second. It's not like he was, like, holding him to the brink of death.
You got Bart, you know, with his, like,
it's very animated. It's cartoonish.
Right.
Like, it's exaggerated.
And I never thought that The Simpsons was, you know, kind of a thing where parents went to and said,
Yeah.
This is where I want to get my parenting advice from.
Yeah. It's not green lighting you to strangle your kid. Like, yeah. Anyone with half a brain knows that, or at least they should.
Right.
A member of the E Street Band says that Bruce Springsteen is, quote, in great shape as he deals with peptic ulcer disease. Steven Van Zandt told People that the band is going to come back stronger than ever in March. Springsteen announced in September that the remainder of the 2023 tour dates could be rescheduled due to his illness.
Austin, we love Taylor Swift updates around here.
Oh, yeah.
So Taylor having the biggest album debut of her career, actually. Her re-recorded version of the 1989 Taylor's Version album landed number one on the Billboard 200 chart, garnering over 1.3 million sales in the first week. That marks the biggest debut of any album based on unit sales since Adele dropped 25 back in 2015.
Wow. I mean, I know that, like, I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan, and I know a lot of people aren't, and NFL fans get tired of hearing about her. Mm-hmm. But I see why the NFL's pursuing her like they are.
Yeah, sure.
She's a moneymaker for sure.
Yep.
Negotiators for the actors unions are expected to respond soon to the latest contract offer from the major Hollywood studios. Representatives for the studios have called it the best, last, and final offer. The latest meeting between the two sides lasted for 2 hours on Saturday. The strike has now gone on for 115 days.
Also, the last phase of the National World War II Museum in New Orleans is now complete. There was a ceremony on Friday for the grand opening of the $47 million Liberation Pavilion.
D-Day Museum was essentially two brick warehouses, a Higgins boat, and a tank. Now look at it.
That's Tom Hanks, who was in attendance for the ceremony. A new edition features an exhibit about Anne Frank, including a replica of the concealed apartment where she and her family hid for 2 years. I've been to New Orleans, I want to say, 3 or 4 times. I've not been to the museum. That is something that I need to do.
Yeah.
On my next drive out there. Have you been to it?
No. I've only been to New Orleans once in my life, and we did not go to this museum. And I'm not even a big history fan, but I love learning about World War II. I think I think that's just fascinating to learn about.
Yeah, same here for sure. 4:50. We'll take our final break this hour. We've got some wacky stories. And good news, of course, to finish up our number one, Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a good conversation with our friend Ryan Jenkins, a farmer in Jay, Florida, about year-end, how things are looking for the farmers. I'll tell you, it's not good. Whether it's soybeans or peanuts or cotton, things are really very not good this year for the farmers. We also talked with Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson about internet safety and phone safety and even, you know, safety on the video game platforms your kids use. And whether a hot dog is a sandwich. That was our frivolous topic at 8:30. Find all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released two hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.453 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable, finishing up hour number one on a Monday. Yes, it's getting dark out there already. I'm not a huge fan, but oh well, it is what it is. Getting some wacky stories here before our final check of the roads and our weather forecast here. I don't know, did you get a chance to see this, Austin? I saw this. Video of a fight at a college football game has gone viral because the man throwing punches was part of a marching band.
Mm.
He played sousaphone for Texas Southern. Originally, the story said tuba. It's not a tuba. It's a sousaphone.
I thought it was a tuba.
Wraps around your kind of midsection.
Yeah.
Right? You know, think dotting the I for the Ohio State, the guy that does that. Yeah, that's what he's got on.
Gotcha.
So it happened at Texas Southern. Man in the stands approached him during the game against Jackson State, and words were exchanged, and that's when the musician knocked the fan out cold. He got four punches in. The fan didn't swing back at all. And then the band member went back to performing. So Texas Southern says they are investigating. But
As they should.
You haven't seen that, yeah.
A man in Massachusetts handed out full rotisserie chickens to trick-or-treaters who stopped by his home. Aww. Michael Marotta said that he offered the kids a full chicken or a full-size candy bar. Of the 20 trick-or-treaters who stopped by, just two of them took him up on the chicken. Marotta posted on X that it was a lifelong dream to hand out the chickens.
The lifelong dream is what gets me here. I'm not sure that, you know, aim higher. I wonder if this was an internal debate with his wife, because apparently there were two separate baskets. Like, so his wife had the candy, he had the rotisserie chicken. So as the kids come up, he's like, hey, you know, do you want something out of my wife's thing with the candy, or would you like a full rotisserie chicken? So maybe there was some sort of bet going on where he thought he would be able to get more, but or if any of the kids would even take him up on it. And so maybe with two kids off taking that up, maybe he won the bet, but interesting one there. Also, right before traffic and weather, today's Florida man story from Miami. Cops say a guy stole a Lyft driver's car last month, and they had a pretty easy time tracking him down because he ordered the Lyft under his own name.
Oh, my Lord.
Cops say 19-year-old Jeremiah Charles was at his home and found the car parked a block away.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's a Florida man story right there.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to get some traffic and weather?
Let's do it.
All righty. Looking at the traffic here in Pensacola, nothing too severe. It seems like we might be getting some of the calmer traffic already. The accident on Mobile Highway near the intersection with East Softly Road, the congestion that was there has seemingly died down beautifully. There may still be a little bit, but if so, not much. And while it's breaking up a tad, we are still dealing with a good deal of congestion at the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road. But beyond that, in Pensacola, I'm not seeing anything too severe. There is a little bit where University Parkway merges onto North Davis Highway.
Uh-huh.
If you may see some there as well. But other than that, Pensacola is looking pretty good right now.
Yep, I see the same. So good news there. Reminder, the text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-2626-111.
Heading through tonight and over the next couple of nights, look for a little bit of fog to develop. May take a first part of the morning to burn off. Low temperatures will be down in the 50s. A high on Tuesday of around 80 degrees can be expected. All right, we need some rain. We haven't had any in a while, but it looks like later this week we might finally see some rain back in the area. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Right now we have 75 degrees, partly cloudy. Overnight's low is going to be 57. low-budget flick called Barbenheimer is in the works. Low-budget cult movie legend Charles Band is making it, and it's about a doll scientist named Bambi J. Barbenheimer. Barbenheimer, a brilliant scientist from Dolltopia, visits the real world and experiences the worst of humanity. So she builds a giant nuclear bomb to destroy it all. Are you in on the Barbenheimer movie?
I mean, sure. I definitely believe it's low budget. I can't see some high profile producer taking that. But yeah, I'd give it a try if it was on TV one day.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of films, though, Five Nights at Freddy's remains at number one at the weekend box office. The horror film based on a video game took in almost $19.5 million in its second week in theaters. Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, holds at number two with $13.5 million. And the Martin Scorsese-directed Killers of the Flower Moon stays in third with $7
million. Now, good news. Last night we had the Bills back in Cincinnati for the first time since DeMar Hamlin collapsed on the field. And over the weekend, Hamlin set up a scholarship program to honor the hospital workers who saved his life. He established 10 $1,000 scholarships, each one in the name of the 10 people on the hospital team that kept him alive.
That's cool.
Hamlin said his Cincinnati Hero Scholarship will help underserved high school and college-bound students attend private high schools, trade schools, or universities in the area. Very nice.
And the oldest runner in yesterday's New York City Marathon was an 87-year-old man from Ukraine named Daniil. He has ran in every year since 2009 and finished the 26-mile race in 9 hours and 46 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, 87 years old, that's awesome.
That's a big feat, absolutely.
Yeah, also in Florida to finish up, a mother was surprised when a deputy showed up at her door. Apparently, her young son made the call. After his mom opened the door, the boy ran up to the deputy, said, quote, "I wanted to give him a hug. I know what your phone number is. It's 911. The deputy was happy to oblige and then spent some time to kindly explain what 911 is used for. Very sweet story there. 4:59, 12-minute break for us. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. And then we're back with another full rundown on Pensacola right now.